Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. How is everyone doing? When I tell you 2025 has welcomed me with the most open arms so far, I feel like walking into the new year felt like a breath of fresh air. Maybe I'm being dramatic saying that, but I don't know, guys. I literally woke up when the clock struck 12 and felt a release. All of the things that were burdening me or holding me back or making me sensitive or making me feel even just lethargic or low energy completely dissipated when January 1st hit. And I'm the kind of person who just allows feelings to happen and emotions to happen, and I navigate them the best way that I know how. So being that I am someone who honors my emotions, honors my feelings, knowing that I'm like that and that it was able to just completely dissipate with literally no effort other than just sleep and waking up, that feels like God to me. A little bit of God, a little bit of magic, a little bit of time. And when I tell you, I just feel amazing. What's so interesting about the new year for me is I don't have like this eagerness to start doing anything right away. I have already implemented a lot of healthy habits into my life that have allowed me to feel like I am living purposeful and I am living intentional. And that being said, I definitely have a lot of goals and dreams and desires for this year, but those things are all within a very specific time frame that allows me to cultivate specific habits each day and each month that are small and actually don't feel like that much work. Of course, there are some things on my list that are grand, but I always like to place those on there because I'm a big dreamer. Overall, I feel like the year is going to just feel very peaceful. I am the queen of holding a lot of weight on my shoulders. And I love this saying, just because I carry it well doesn't mean it's not heavy. I am someone who can really have a lot of things burdening my life or stressing me out or keeping me busy, and I will carry that well. I will handle it with grace and I will handle it with ease, even though it's a little bit difficult. But something about 2025 feels like the load has been completely lifted. Now I am just all about alignment, all about peace, all about comfort, all about safety and security. I want to move towards things that feel like love and compassion and just a lot of new, fun, exciting experiences. Me and my girlfriend decided that when the new year happened, we would participate in Dry January. For those who don't already know this about me, I was sober for a little bit last year. Not for any particular reason, but I was on a weight loss journey and I was dieting quite a bit. And I felt like, why not just also cut out alcohol and see what it does? And I really enjoyed my sobriety. It allowed me to get very clear and concise with my vision for what I want for my life. It also allowed me to feel more beautiful. My skin cleared up. I was able to shed excess weight. It was overall an amazing experience. And I ended up starting to drink again when summer hit, and I hit the ground running with the drinking. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. I was drinking quite a bit. Now, I am not a weekday drinker, but I was drinking on the weekends. And one thing about me is I can drink like a fish. I handle alcohol very well. Like, my body allows me to drink a lot without really feeling anything other than just drunk. Like, I'm not someone who gets sick. I'm not someone who's angry or mean when I'm drunk. I'm like a very bubbly, excited drunk. So I think that naturally makes me enjoy drinking more, because drinking isn't something that like gets in the way of me being a good person or me just being decent and healthy. All that being said, I was carrying my drinking after the summer, which I really didn't want to do, but I was doing it. It is what it is. I was still having a glass of wine with dinner. I was still having some cocktails on the weekend, and I carried it all the way until December, which is fine. Holiday season always sparks up a reason to drink. I was having drinks with my parents, with my girlfriends, and whatever and whatnot. And me and my girlfriend decided to participate in Dry January, and I feel so amazing. I forgot how wonderful it felt to be sober. And it really just allows you to plan out your life in a healthy way, to participate in healthy hobbies and activities, to get through your workouts a lot easier. You're not like super down bad on a Monday or a Tuesday after crashing out like a crazy person all weekend because you weren't drinking. You're able to just start your week like on a really good note. And it really just feels so incredible. Like I feel so much lighter, happier, healthier, and overall just in a better mood. And I was thinking about how I really wanted to bring into February, March, and the continuing months when I do start picking up a drink again to just be a little bit more mindful about how many cocktails I have and to maybe request and suggest for me and my friends to do more activities where it has to do with like wellness and not necessarily like going out. So that's kind of what this brought up into my atmosphere. I had the craziest and most insane New Year's. My New Year's Eve was spent at one of my favorite restaurants in New Jersey. It's called Luco. And I actually have been going there for like 3-4 years now since I moved to North Jersey. And I just love it. It's like really like a home vibe, Italian food mixed with like American food. It's very like young in spirit and it has like a modern flair and touch. And I did not want to go to like a huge bar or club for New Year's Eve. That's just not my scene. I wanted to just do like a dinner that like translates into drinks afterwards, which is exactly what me and my girlfriends did. And it was insane. We had the best time. We got so obnoxiously drunk, took Ubers home, went to sleep, and woke up, and I felt incredible. Granted, I did have a little bit of a hangover, but after January 1st, I kept waking up feeling amazing. So this sobriety suits me well, and I really went out with a bang, and that's fine. I'm a grown-ass woman. I can do what I want, and listen, I enjoy it. I enjoy just living in my truth and being free and making decisions that feel right for me, and this particular decision feels incredible. I really, really, really wanted to do my first episode back for you guys, all about your rebrand for 2025. And I didn't even take any notes for this. I just wanted to speak from the heart because a lot of you guys have been booking consults with me, which I actually show you guys that I do that on Instagram. So if you ever want to book a one-on-one phone consult with me, head to my Instagram and DM me there. A lot of you guys have been discussing in our one-on-ones rebranding and how to do it, how to navigate it, and how to stick to it. So I figured I would do an entire podcast episode discussing my own personal rebrand, what I'm going to be doing this year, and hopefully it can inspire you in some way. I think the first thing that comes to mind when you think of a rebrand is you think about your image. You think about how you can make your image a little bit more polished, elegant, a little bit classier, a little bit better, a little bit more you. I guess it really just depends on who you are. You could be more grungy, girly, preppy, sporty, whatever it is. I want you guys to align your image with how you feel inside and how you want to feel inside, I should say. I love that every single year I get a little bit more polished. If you watch my YouTube videos, you guys have definitely seen this. I've been getting a little bit better at softening up my makeup, making my hair look better, dressing for my body and dressing in a classier way. This year is all about effortless beauty. I want to look like someone who just woke up and looked really amazing, threw on a piece from their capsule wardrobe, was able to have tousled hair, a good makeup routine that's quick, concise, but also beautiful, and can be worn in multiple instances. So like, I want a makeup routine that I can wear for the daytime, the nighttime, for the gym, and it can all really just be mesh together. Like I don't have to change my makeup for each situation, which sounds kind of silly, but it's what I like. I am a girl on the go. So I have things that I do in the daytime and I don't have time to go home and like change up my whole look for like the gym or change up my whole look for dinner. So I want to be able to like do little things that can be worn multiple different ways. So that's kind of what this year has been for me, is just effortless beauty that looks good every day, something that's timeless, something that kind of gives off like that 90s fine vibe. I love that look. and just enhancing my features. Back when I was younger, I used to contour my nose crazy because I hated the size of my nose. I have a pretty large nose. I have the nose of someone who possibly would be a good candidate for a nose job. But as I've gotten older, I've learned to accept it. I don't hate it as much as I did as a kid. I actually don't hate it at all. It's just something that I notice is there. But whenever I think about how I've helped my confidence in certain areas of my life, I always think about how the things that we are super insecure about, a lot of the times other people don't notice. Of course, if I said to a person, my nose is so big, they're not gonna go, oh my God, no, it's so tiny. What are you talking about? But they don't even really notice it the way you do. So in my rebrand, it has been all about enhancing my natural features and making them more beautiful, making myself feel more confident and beautiful rather than trying to hide myself. So in 2025, it's all about enhancing, it's all about effortless, it's all about feeling like I can get things done more efficiently and it still looks really good. And I also really want to emphasize on taking good care of my hair, my skin, my body, and my clothing. I think for many years, I used to just want to look so good that I didn't care about the actual health and well-being of any of those things. But this year is all about caring for my body in such a magnificent way. I am contemplating possibly going to the dentist and getting Invisalign. I have been teetering with the idea for some time. I really like my teeth, but they kind of go out a little bit. So I wanted to straighten them out, maybe get them whitened, rather than like getting veneers or doing something that is super permanent. I want to just take care of my natural enamel. Same goes for like my maintenance with my hair. I want to do more hair masks and hair treatments. I want to maintain my natural nails. Granted, I do have a little bit of a gel overlay, but I have been embracing my natural nail length. I do not have like long, crazy tips anymore. I retired the long nails and now we're just doing like a natural short square cute nail, and I just feel the most myself, guys. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. I also love the idea of skin treatment, so definitely in the new year I would love to do maybe some lasers, some chemical peels. I really enjoyed getting microneedling done. I would love to do that again. I got Botox for the first time a few months back and I'm obsessed with it. I got it in my forehead and in my crow's feet only, and it really has helped create like such a smoothed out look over my entire face. I look more youthful. I look more put together. I look more awake. And it just helped with like the lines on my forehead. It wasn't anything super drastic. I didn't go crazy, but just enough that it looks healthy and good. So I would definitely suggest for the new year to get a little bit creative about creating an image for yourself. Go on Pinterest, you know, look through magazines, maybe watch some TV shows, pull some inspiration of who you think is a good representation of your 2025 self. For me, it's been the same people for a few years now. It's been Lori Harvey, Meghan Markle, Sofia Richie. Those are the girls that I love, their style, their elegance, their class, how they carry themselves, how they style their hair. These are the people that I go to for me to be the most myself. And it's really nice finding people who have a routine that is cultivated similarly to what you want. So definitely find your people, find your tribe, and then use them as inspiration. When it pertains to my capsule wardrobe, I really, really, really want to get a grip on that this year. I have been doing it slowly throughout the years, but being that I have lost weight, I do not fit in a lot of the clothes that I purchased that were for my capsule wardrobe when I was a little bit larger. So now I just kind of have to start purchasing more things. Like, I have these Wolford bodysuits that I'm obsessed with. I got them in black and cream. They no longer fit my breasts or my body, so I have to just get them in a smaller size. I also just absolutely love having basic button-ups and white tees and black tees, long and short sleeve, and a really good pair of Levi's. Like, you can't go wrong with a pair of Levi's. So that's kind of what's a part of my capsule wardrobe. I also think a little black dress, and my particular little black dress is the Good American long bandage dress that I have. It's just so perfect for any occasion. It looks super classy. It's very curve-hugging. Being that I do have an hourglass shape with hip dips, I really like the way that it enhances my physique, and it's just really perfect for me. I personally don't like having my kneecaps out and like my upper leg. I'm not really a mini dress kind of girl. I will do it on an occasion. I definitely wore a shorter dress for New Year's Eve, but I prefer a midi dress. I like my knees covered and I like it to go almost to my shin. So that's kind of what I like. Now let's get into the mentality that we should have for our rebrand. Now, I am a big believer in being very mentally tough. And this has been something that I have been stressing on my channel and within my own personal life every day because I'm a Cancer, I'm sensitive. And being mentally tough, being mentally strong has been really hard for me. Although I would consider myself to be overall pretty mentally strong, I've went through a lot of things in my life and I've came out on the other side. I'm sensitive. Things hurt my feelings. I get upset or anxious when things happen in my life, whether it's like a friendship loss, a breakup, a situation where I had a falling out with someone, or maybe just a life shift overall. And it could put me in a place where I feel anxious or uncomfortable. So stepping into my new year, I really want to just continuously embrace my mental toughness and to get better at doing it, get better at being it. And that just takes time. It takes resilience. It takes time. It takes experiences. So that is the mentality that I want to go into the new year with. I also love the mentality of just letting things go a lot easier. I have definitely gotten better at this. I think I used to harp on things when I was younger, and the older I get, the less I care. So there's definitely like an unbotheredness that's in the atmosphere. I think another mentality that I want to keep in the new year that I love is discipline. This is something that requires so much accountability and just being able to understand and be self-aware of where you fall short, of where you're good at things, of where you maybe need work, whatever and whatnot. And discipline is something that I have, but it ebbs and flows in my life. Like I'll have it like really great for a few months and then I'll kind of fall off. So in 2025, I want to be a little bit more consistent with my discipline. And it just is going to take me holding myself accountable and understanding that on the other side of discipline is a blessing. Usually when you're disciplined in something, you get something in return. It's never for no reason, whether it's for a body goal, a financial situation, for you to look a certain way, for you to have a specific door opened for you. It could literally be for anything. Being disciplined always has a reward for it. So that is something that I remind myself whenever I fall off. Now, for my rebrand in 2025, I really want to nurture my friendships in a completely different way. I constantly am doing like a personal audit of who I am, how I've shown up for my friends, and how I can do better. And as I get older, I've definitely been able to notice that I'm becoming a better friend. One is I am just so much better at listening than I used to be. I think for many years, my life was all about me and I was a horrible listener. And as I've gotten older, I've been able to really take a step back and allow my friend to have a moment. And they'll say, oh, Haley, like, what about you? And I'll be like, no, like, it's your time to shine. Like, what's going on? Like, let's talk about you this particular time. And it feels so nice. And I don't know, like, I wish I was like this sooner, but I can't go back in time. And all I can really do is learn. But it has really been preparing me for like having a marriage and having children because my mom would always make a joke to me, and I don't know if it was much of a joke, but she would always joke to me saying like, oh my God, you couldn't have kids, you're too selfish. And it used to like really bother me, but I realize now that it was kind of true. I think for a long time, I had a really hard time stepping outside of myself and just enjoying somebody's company or being able to like just let somebody do them and be them and me just be present in whatever they have going on. And I can officially say that I'm pretty good at that now, especially since a lot of my friends are going through very major transformations. One of my friends is getting married. Another one of my friends has had children, and it hasn't been about me. And it's really wonderful. Granted, when I have a moment, they celebrate me and there's a lot of reciprocity in my friendships. But going into 2025, I want to nurture all of the things that I've identified that I've gotten better with. So definitely with my listening skills, I am hopping on a plane for the first time in literally like 10 or 11 years. It's the first time I've been on a plane in 11 years, and I'm going on a plane for my best friend's bachelorette. If you don't know this about me already, I have an extreme fear of flying. It has completely taken over my adulthood in the sense that I've never been on a plane since I was a teenager. And the only reason why I went on a plane as a teenager was because my parents made me. So when I had the decision to not fly, that was when I stopped flying. And I wish that this particular fear would go away. I don't think it will. Granted, I've spoken to people who had a fear of flying and they said the best way to overcome it is to just fly more. So that's kind of what I'm doing. So I'm getting on a plane for the first time in 11 years for my friend. I am going through my own personal fear to support my friend, where in the past, had you have asked me this like 8 years ago, if I would have did this, I would have said no, I would have skipped the bachelorette and just sat out. But I am not doing that this year. I'm gonna go and I'm really excited. Even though I'm nervous, I'm more excited than I am nervous. I also think that stepping into the new year, I want to nurture my friendships in a way where I give everybody in my life exactly what it is that they need. So this is something that I've worked on a lot because I am such a considerate person, but I also don't like to overextend or people please because I feel like that just takes away from your own joy. So I have found a way to balance not people pleasing, but still being super considerate. There are friends of mine who prefer phone calls. There's friends of mine that prefer FaceTimes. There's friends of mine that prefer just in person. And I'm trying to just give everybody what it is that they need when I have a chance to do so. I also find that popping in, checking in, telling them that I love them for no apparent reason is something that I want to do in the new year because I think you should nurture your friendships the same way you nurture your romantic relationships and the same way you nurture your relationships with your family. Friendships are a relationship, so you really should treat your friends as good as you treat everyone else that you love and to not take advantage of how much work they've put into being a part of your life. And I will never take that for granted again. I think that it's something that I appreciate the older I get, especially with the experiences I've gone through. Although I could have done them on my own, I'm pretty strong. I'm so happy I didn't have to. I am so happy that my friends were there for me through some of my toughest hours. I also want to start connecting better with people who are in the creative space. I'm really hoping to possibly connect with a few creators this year. A lot of my favorite girlies and some of my online friends are moving to New York City. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to get some dinner with them, possibly connect in some way. I would love to just start aligning with people who have a similar career to me and are able to relate to me on that level. I think that that's really important. I think for many years, I never saw the importance in that. Most of my friends work in corporate, work usual, normal jobs. And even the men I've dated, you know, they are all normal. Like they have regular jobs. But being a creator, it's a special job. It's a different job. And it's a job, but it's different. And I would love to be around people who have a similar career to me. And we can just talk about the experiences that we have and that we share. Now, on the topic of experiences, I think that stepping into the new year, I would love to rebrand myself into someone who is open to trying new things. I'm a creature of habit, okay? I just am. I love the same restaurants, the same places. I frequent the same bars, the same places to eat, the same everything. And I want to try new stuff this year because every time I try something new, I enjoy it. I enjoy it. So I want to experiencing a lot of firsts this year and trying out new things. I want to do something like staying at a hotel in New York City by myself. Maybe I will film it for YouTube and just do like a solo night and then walk around the city and do a few things myself. But I want to start doing things without waiting. I think that's something that I've noticed as I get older is that if you wait to be in love or have someone to do things with, you're not going to get as much stuff done as you want. If you have a desire to do something, just do it. Do it solo. And I've always had a fear of doing things by myself because I don't know. I think honestly, a part of the reason was because my mom is afraid of literally everything. So I think I had fear instilled in me from a very young age. But I also just feel like what keeps me safe is me being someone who does the same thing all the time. But I have to remind myself that anything in life is dangerous. So just try out new things. So I want to start doing things for myself and not waiting to meet a man to do it, not waiting to have a friend to do it with. I just want to start experiencing things when I have a desire to do so, whether that's taking a weekend trip or staying at a hotel, going to a spa, flying somewhere. We're going to try that in 2025. That's going to be a part of my rebrand, trying new things. That is going to be under the experience category of my rebrand. To conclude my rebrand, we are going to talk about dating. Now, I talk about dating so much. I know. I've been talking about it a lot recently, and you know what? I'm enjoying it because I have changed so much over the years that I swear to God, I speak out of both ends of my mouth. I'll say one thing one moment, then I'll say another thing the next moment, and that's a part of growing and evolving and changing. You're going to change your mind. You're going to experience new things. You're going to feel a certain way, and then you're going to change your mind. So as someone who has experienced a lot of firsts, even just this past year in 2024, I want to walk into 2025 with the experiences that I had and using them to my advantage and using them for discernment. So when it pertains to dating, I want to date more intentionally. I don't want to put too much pressure on getting married. Like, I think for a long time, I would always say, oh, I'm dating for marriage. But the truth is, I don't know when I'm going to get married. I don't know if I'm going to get married next year. I don't know if I'm going to get married when I'm 35. Do I really want to say no to certain experiences because that person is not my husband, because that person is not who I'm going to end up with? No, I want to live my life, but I also want to live my life according to what I think is best for me. So we're going to say no to situationships in 2025. That's not the way for me, but I would be open to dating someone and experiencing them in some way with the hopes that it could go somewhere without putting too much pressure on it. I definitely want to align with someone who has similar interests to me, who has a very good heart, who cares about me, who's considerate, who understands the meaning of reciprocity, who doesn't weaponize incompetence. Like, there are so many things that I definitely know for a fact I don't want, that it's going to allow me to align closer with what I do want. I love the idea of experiencing new things with men. I love the idea of doing activity dates. I want to include that in the new year. I love the idea of dating multiple people at once, not roster dating and not necessarily sleeping with everyone. We don't like to do that, but not closing myself off to just one person always when I'm in the early dating stages. I'm the kind of person where when I meet someone, I close myself off to meeting other people immediately after, and I don't even know this person. So I want to get better at opening up my aperture and devoting a lot of my time to myself to where it's not given to someone immediately. Granted, I've not fully given myself to people. It's not like I've given so much of myself to people this past year. I really didn't. I spend a lot of time alone and I really enjoy that. I just want to be a little bit more intentional with how I spend my time. Dating in the new year is going to be so amazing, so exciting. I'm going to probably take a little bit of a break for a little bit because I love the idea of taking a break. I love the idea of focusing on me, working out, doing things for my body and my health and with my friends. And sometimes like the best dating experiences just fall into your lap. Like I met this cute boy on New Year's Eve and it just happened and I wasn't planning for it and nothing's going on between us. Like literally, like I met him and life went on, but it just proved to me in that moment, like, wow, you can just meet people all the time when you're just living life. So the goal is to live life and meet people along the way. Like that is how I want to walk into 2025. I don't want to overly position myself or overly curate a moment because I have noticed that God has been speaking to me in such a way where he is saying to me, Haley, I know what's best for you, but you keep trying to control the situation. And I'm going to let you control it, but it's not going to work out in your favor. And that has been what the trajectory of my life has been. It's been me being super controlling and getting exactly what it is that I want. But then I realized later on that what I want was not the best thing for me. So I am trying to just let go and let God and to not be so overly analytical about curating certain moments for myself and just letting life. That's essentially the summary for me of what my rebrand of 2025 is looking like. I obviously have specific goals that I set for the year that I like to keep to myself because I don't like any bad spirits over my goals, but just know that you guys are going to see a lot more of me this year. I'm going to be vlogging. I'm going to be doing certain things that are a little bit out of my element. I am super inspired by other creators right now, and even my mother. My mom just started taking Spanish lessons a few weeks ago, and it inspired me that I want to start learning language as well. And I've always been someone who would be on and off with my Italian, so I want to possibly embark on learning Italian this year. I eventually would love to like spend months at a time in Italy and completely just engulf myself in the culture, considering that I have so much family history in Sicily and Naples. So I would love to visit and learn the language. So that might be something that I do this year, along with a few other things that are going to just really allow me to embark on the best version of me. I am 27 years young. I feel so amazing. I'm a Cancer, so this is our year. All of my cardinal signs, you guys know, our year is now. We are able to fully free ourselves and live in our true purpose. And I am so excited. I feel so relieved and amazing, and I'm hoping that my energy can radiate in this podcast and rub off on you guys. I hope that you guys enjoy today's podcast, and I am so excited about this rebrand. We all should just be doing things every year to like refocus, reprogram, and to reset, and also to just make ourselves feel more beautiful, more aligned, and just more ourselves. So I hope you guys enjoy today's podcast, and I will talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
Pioneer.